Blog Talk Radio.
For V's After Dark, where everyone comes. I'm Miss V, your host, and if this is your first time listening, you're in for a sexual freaky good time. Well, I'll let you know, gotta make that little service announcement. V's After Dark is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable. Check out the brand new and improved website today at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Tonight's show topic is oral sex, to have FaceTime or not. And the word of the week is pamper. Do you know how to pamper yourself and others? Talk to me. I want to hear that. And as usual, if time permits, I'll be taking your questions on my new segment called Ask Ms. V. That's where you can ask me anything from sex to toys to hygiene to whatever you want to talk about. And if you don't want to be on the air but you want to ask me a question, you can always send your questions to Ask Ms. V at thetoylady.com. That's A-S-K-M-S-V at thetoylady.com. Well, tonight, I'm so happy because I got, he's so cute, the Prince of R&B, DK. He's going to call in. He's going to answer a few questions. And you know what your girl going to do. She's going to take him to the hot spot. You know once we go there, he ain't coming back. Hope he's prepared for it because you never know what may come out of my mouth or how I may react. But before I talk to DK, I want to talk about tonight's topic. FaceTime, oral sex. You know, Mr. Douglas decided that he's going to come out and say he got cancer from giving oral sex. So you know that I had to jump on that shit this week. But, I'm laughing because this shit is crazy. He's saying, you know, and for those of you who haven't been watching the news, Catherine Zeta-Jones' husband, Michael Douglas, said that his cancer that he no longer has came from the HPV virus, which is a herpes disease, and that his cancer came from him giving oral sex to a bunch of women, the whole thing. He didn't say who the hell he was giving oral sex to. Why would you come and say that and you married to somebody? But then, you know, as usual, people try to retract it. But, you know, I figured I'd bring it up because, you know, it's a lot of folks who are going to be not thinking about going down on the cat, you know. And it's a lot of chicks who may not be going down. So, you know, this is definitely something we need to be talking about, you know. What do you think? How do you feel? And are you going down and are you going downtown? You know, however you want to call it. Are you eating pussy? Are you eating cat? You know, you sucking dick. What are you doing? And, you know, I want to hear you guys' questions on that. And then the word of the week is pamper. And I actually got this because any of you who follow my tweets know that this past weekend I decided to do a little pampering on myself. And I was at the nail salon. And the nail salon is just like the hair salon, except it's a little bit calmer at the nail salon, not so much gossip. But one of the ladies, while she was waiting to get her nails done and I was finishing up with mine, she was having a phone conversation and she was talking about how don't no man want no woman with no crusty feet. I had to laugh. I just looked at her and she's like, what are you smiling about? And I heard her phone conversation and I'm like, wow, you know, hadn't heard that too much. I started thinking it is something that those of us who are in relationships, we forget about pampering ourselves or pampering our mate. So this isn't just about taking care of yourself. This is about taking care about the person that you're with. And definitely I want to hear your guys' thoughts on that. But I want to make sure that if you want to keep on top of everything that's going on with me, follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. Or you could like us on Facebook or friend us, because we've got a few pages. And all of the pages are V's After Dark Pleasure Products. So if you see any of the three pages, two of the pages you can like. Two of those are fan pages. One of them is, we're still accepting friends on one of them. Be posting stuff. And also, as in every week, I'll be doing the live toy demo. And last week, because me and my girl, Tyomi, we was really having a good conversation, and you guys got shorted, so I'm going to do a repeat of the feature toy. So I'm going to do the Wild Hearts Mini G, because you guys really got cheated, and I know a lot of you listened to the show for that demo. And I'm going to redo the Wild Hearts Mini G, and that's $20. It's on the homepage, but call in with your questions, 646-7180, and let me know what you think. Oh, my God, it's a hot week, and yes, I'm a little bit hyper early tonight. I like talking to my friends, because my friends always tell me they laugh at some of the things I do, especially once they've heard the show. A lot of people haven't heard it. And going back to this oral sex, what's going on? What do you think about FaceTime? Because I want to hear this shit. You know, people like to say what they're not going to do. First of all, you know, the big thing is black men don't go down. Don't know what century a lot of folks in, because I know black men who go down. As a matter of fact, I thought it was a requirement last time I checked. And I ain't going to say I thought. In my book, it's a prerequisite. If you're not going down, we're not having a conversation. Period. But what do you think about saying that you catch cancer from going down? How many people know somebody who caught cancer from going down? I really want to hear this, because I think it's interesting. The fact that Michael Douglas would come out and say this is always interesting to me. You know, something that I, you know, like the man's movies. I don't know him personally. Shit, I didn't know he was eating that much damn pussy. But apparently he is or was. But, wow, I'm just like, I can't believe this. And I want to know what you guys think. You know, it's Tuesday night and it's the summer. And I know some of you guys are like, it's the fucking summer. Y'all ain't trying to hear this show. Guess what? Come on, listen to me, because you know I ain't got shit else better to do but act silly as hell all the time. Especially when we talking about fucking FaceTime. Are you goddamn kidding me? All I can say is that you probably want to answer this, because I want to hear. And then pampering. When was the last time you pampered your mate? And when I say pampering, you know, I was talking about when I was getting my hands and feet done this weekend. And it's something that I pamper myself. I try to pamper my mate. And I think that a lot of people forget what pampering is. I'm going to be honest. Because as we grow in our relationships, we sometimes forget the things that made us get with that person. Sometimes, you know, we talk about love and romance. Well, what about the pampering? You know, what about the, I got this? What about the, and you're going to laugh when I say this, but what about, you know, when, you know, your boo just sitting there and you say, you see them paying the bills or whatever, and y'all split the bills, and you see whatever bill is sitting there, I don't care what it is, you say, I got this. That's pampering. Or when all of a sudden you come home and you wonder why the hell your house smelled the way it smelled, and you go into your bathroom and you see a bubble bath, and you see your mate saying, hey, I got you. You're going to take care of yourself. I'm going to take care of this other stuff. That's pampering. You know, when your mate sends a car to pick you up at your job. And I know you guys are like mates, and yeah, believe it or not, there are people who, when they feel like it, you know, baby, leave your car at work. We got this. Send a car for you, something romantic. Send an outfit for you. Pampering, taking care of that person, letting them know that you really care, that you appreciate them. And then what about pampering yourself? What do you do to pamper yourself? I get a mani-pedi. I pamper myself in a lot of ways. Anybody who knows me knows that I get out there and I take care of me. I'm at the nail salon. When the warmer it gets, the more I'm at the nail salon. That is my thing. I should. I will take a hot bath. I'm a lady who likes to shop, so part of my pampering is that I will give myself once every 2 or 3 months a spa day. I'll take me and my mother or me and my daughter, because I know that they like to be pampered. And I'll do a spa day for the girls. And part of that spa day is a little bit of shopping. Or me and my aunt, you know, or me and my grandmother. Like I said, I'm blessed. So, or we pamper each other. It doesn't even have to be me doing them. We do a lot of pampering. But what do you do to pamper yourself? What are you doing to take care of you? See, I think that as these new generations come up, and those of us that are in my generation, we forgot what it is to pamper each other, what it is to say, I got you. Let's take care of this. We forgot about a whole lot of that. Where are you guys at tonight? It's kind of quiet. It's 9 p.m. It's a Tuesday. And, you know, let's talk about this oral sex, because, you know, that's one of my favorite topics. Going down. I mean, shit. Who the hell don't like going down? I mean, I'm still trying to get over this shit with Michael Douglas. And this, he got oral sex. He got cancer from going downtown. Shit is crazy to me. I ain't gonna lie to you. It's gonna always be crazy to me, because I think sometimes shit is really fucking crazy, and I think it's funny as hell. I ain't gonna lie to you. I think it's funny as hell that he would come on and say it. Not in a funny way, but it's just, are you kidding me? You just basically cut a lot of men off from a lot of shit, because you're gonna, you know, it's gonna be some men who already was questioning going downtown who are gonna say, oh, baby, I can't do that. I might catch cancer. Come on, Michael Douglas. You could have did anything but the catching cancer from oral sex. Is it possible? Yes. It's just as possible to catch cancer from having oral sex as it is by getting hit by a goddamn train in the middle of the night while you sleep. It's not a big fucking chance. You got a chance of catching cancer from anything, but shit, come on now. I don't know if he was trying to tell Catherine that he ain't want to eat that pussy no more or what. But, dude, don't do that shit. Because I'm sure there's a lot of females who basically want to beat your ass right now. Especially if your man come out and say, baby, I ain't going down because of this. Come on now. And, wow, one of these things that happens is when people decide that they going to listen to what a person says. And, shit. Oh, my God. Let me rewind. Fucking going down. I just got a little distracted. I apologize, you guys. You can't do that, Michael Douglas. It's just crazy. Don't be fucking with people like that. Because it's going to be not cute. Like I said, I wish a motherfucker would tell me that he ain't going down on me because he might catch cancer. I ain't hearing it. But come on, people. I want to hear what you think, because I'm curious. I'm like, okay, and for those of y'all who don't understand, this shit is all over the goddamn blogs. And it's, I want to know. But you know what? While I want y'all to think and ponder on that shit, because I'm letting you know, it's some fucked up shit. But while you pondering, I got to get in a fucking better mood, because it's almost time for my guest, and I got to get hype, and you motherfuckers are quiet tonight. So I want y'all to listen to this while I take a minute and get ready for my guest.
Some regard as a courtesy. He may fiend and have a wet dream because he's seen a teen in tight jeans. When men react like that is biological. The demon getting in those jeans is diabolical. But of course he does it and she gives them rap. And before you even know it, they jump into sack. As a matter of fact,
Sometimes it's like that, but anyway, ready or not, here he comes, and like a dumb son of a gun, oops, he forgot the condom.
Hey.
Oh well, you say, what the hell, it's chill, I won't get got, I'm on the pill until the sword pours and stuff pours down your drawers. He gave it to you, and now it's all yours, yours, yours.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Okay, you know, I had to get that out there. We had to talk about sex because it's oral sex and cancer. Shit this out there. Michael Douglas, y'all ass done started some shit this week. All I got to do is say, God damn, I want to know what people think about this shit because I'm telling you, fellas, refuse to eat your woman's pussy and you've been eating that shit all the time. Motherfucker, you ain't getting no hair job, you ain't getting no ass, you ain't getting no pussy. I wish. After whatever amount of time you've been eating my pussy, you tell me you ain't eating me because you don't want to catch cancer. Bitch, you better be going to lunch, breakfast, and dinner on me. That's all I got to say. Michael Douglas, with all your retracting you're trying to do, you're getting a lot of motherfuckers in trouble right now. Because there's some of them who don't want to eat the pussy and going to use this as an excuse. And I want to know what people think about this shit because he out his motherfucking mind. You know, I don't care how many times your publicist say that ain't what he said. They got this shit fucking recorded on a goddamn interview. But I want to know what you guys think. You know, do y'all use some of the excuses that we use not to go down? Because, see, I guess I don't use no excuse not to go down. Either I'm going down or I'm not. Plain and simple, I ain't got to have no excuse. If I don't feel like sucking dick, I ain't sucking it. Don't happen too often, but I'm just saying, you know, but definitely if you guys can start using cancer as a reason not to suck dick, to eat pussy, then I'm going to use that as a reason not to suck dick. Because I can tell you, that shit definitely ain't cool. And then about pampering, oh, my God. You guys, pamper your fucking mate. It don't take that much. Y'all know I'm going to stay on this shit all week long. You know, this is my new pet peeve. The pampering is not my pet peeve. But the fact that every single blog I done looked at is talking about, can you catch cancer from having oral sex? And they're saying, yes, the doctors done came out and said, it's possible. But shit, it's possible to get hit by a car walking out your front door, too. Come on now, how much damn pussy is this man eating that he done caught cancer from doing it? You know, and how long is his fucking tongue? And second of all, if you caught cancer from eating pussy, whose pussy did you eat that you caught it from? Because, you know, apparently it's been more than Catherine's. That's why I said, nice job. Your ass done put everybody on Front Street, Michael Douglas. And guess what? I'm listening. And the whole world watching. Because the questions are out there just like I'm asking. If this is true, who would you catch it from? Did you catch it from your wife? Did you catch it from somebody else? Because we all want to fucking know. Yeah, I'm doing some TMZ shit on this one because this shit is crazy. Woo! On top of that, remember, all you got to do is call in with your questions. I know some of y'all are a little shy. Y'all probably sitting back on y'all computers. Y'all saying, this bitch going to put me on Front Street. I want to know. I'm just going to be honest. I want to know. I know y'all listening. All you got to do, call in with your question, 646-716-8041. I got DK coming on in a minute, and, you know, I got some music. So I love when I do music artists because I get motherfucking music. So not only am I hyped, I have got my energy drink in me. I won't say, but I got my old one back. I got that big one back. So I'm, like, really hyper and happy about this tonight, and then, as they say, I'm on countdown. I'm on a 45-day countdown to the celebration of my birthday. So, bitch, getting ready to be up in New Orleans. Anybody, you know, Then y'all know, going to be in New Orleans for a few days. I will be partying with my girls, so we're going to have some fun. You know, I'm on countdown for that shit. I'm on countdown for a whole lot of stuff because it's crazy as hell right now with everything that's going on. And I am, like, lost for breath and, you know, phones going off and everything, you know. Some of this, some of that. Folks listening, folks not liking what I say. All I can say is that we having fun. Big fun. And I'm going to have fun tonight. And I want to know what you guys think. But you know what? What I really, really like is my guest. I don't know if you've heard him. Y'all done probably heard some of his music. Oh, my God. You know, I like when I get information on people. I like when they send me stuff. I like when I get a chance to talk to new people, get a chance to meet people, you know, some of everything. And, you know, I got some shit sent to me last week. I had to call and say, can I do this? You know, can I play this too? Oh, so I'm like, wow, you know, I don't even know where to start. But I think I have a good idea of where I'm going to start with, because this shit was just like so deep when I heard it. And I wanted y'all to, you know, listen to this before my, before he calls in, because, like I said, this shit is hot, you know. I know that I'm kind of mellowing out on y'all, and y'all like, damn, this bitch done went to new zone. Yeah, I done went there, because when I say this shit is hot and it is nice, you know, I am really funky about the music that I listen to. I don't listen to everything. I take that back. I listen to some of everything, but my reaction is so different. And definitely, you know, one of those things where when people say, how do I react and how do I handle it? It's just like, I like that mellow music. I like that shit to make me think. So I want you guys to take a listen to this shit, because I thought it was hot as hell when I heard it. So sit back, listen before my guests come on, and tell me what you think.
You again.
I thought that shit was hot. You know, that's double R-Y. Sorry, from DK. My guest is going to come on tonight. And like I said, I listened to that shit a few times. I was really digging this song. And I'm just, like, excited. You know, it's one of those things where you say, wow, I get a chance to talk to this person. Because I got all kind of shit I want to ask him. Like I said, I got the bio, and it's nothing like you hear some things about a person, but when you get a chance to, like, see all the shit that they done did and what they've been doing, you be like, damn, that shit is hot. And you just don't know how to react to it. You just be like, okay, am I going to sit back? Am I going to, you know, what's going on? And especially with a lot of these new artists that are out, you know, like I said, I'm real old school. You know, I'm the bitch who'll sit back and listen to some Earth, Wind & Fire or some Commodores in a minute. You know, I ain't even going to lie to you because that's just how it is. And but that doesn't mean I'm not open to other things that are out there. It's just that that's how I be laying a lot of times. But I heard this shit, and I was like, damn, I'm, like, feeling it. As a matter of fact, everything that I was sent, I was like, damn, I'm loving this shit. You know, I'm like, yo, listen to this shit. Y'all, you motherfuckers got to hear this. And it was just like, I know y'all like she acting like she 10. But, yeah, if I like something, I let people hear it. And, you know, normally if I don't like it, I just don't even say nothing about it. But like I said, I was really feeling that song. And definitely, you know, got a lot of things going on tonight. And, we're still waiting on him to call in, but while we're waiting on him to call in, what do you guys think about oral sex? You know, what do y'all think about what Michael Douglas said? I want to hear this. Y'all know I'm not letting this go. I'm not letting this go at all. The bloggers ain't letting it go. Ain't nobody letting this shit go. I'm not letting it go because I want to know, what do y'all think about, you know, this? This is one of those... Are y'all really going to let this? Y'all going, first of all, men, damn, y'all going to let this motherfucker tell y'all that y'all ain't going to eat no pussy? And you know what? Now I got a caller. I want to hear what my caller got to say about this. So let's take a couple of calls while we're waiting on DK to call in. Hey, sweetie, you on the air with Miss V. How you doing?
I'm good. What's good?
What do you think about Michael Douglas and this talking about oral sex, and he caught cancer from having oral sex but then try to retract? What do you think about that shit? Are you going to use that excuse not to eat a pussy?
Well, put it like this. You can put many things in a pussy, but maybe if he was smoking cigarettes and cigars while he was eating a pussy, he would have caught oral cancer, something like that. You know, I think he's just using an excuse because he gets scared of the pussy. Whatever the last pussy he had, I think that shit fucked him up. She probably squirted on him or something like that. It fucked up his whole mentality and shit.
That's his wife, though. His last pussy is his wife. Remember, this man is married to Catherine Zeta-Jones. A beautiful ass.
It don't matter. They took up their bugaboos.
But you going to put that shit out in public? So basically you saying that, you know, you caught cancer from your fucking wife. I mean, that's why I think he's trying to retract, because he realized, damn, I just put this shit out there and my wife going to see this.
You already know she's like, well, since you caught cancer from the pussy with your mouth, you can't come nowhere near here with that dick.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm like, okay, but you know, it's a lot of guys out there who are going to say, baby, can't eat the pussy. I might catch cancer. So what he don't realize is that it's a lot of guys who are going to use that excuse not to go down on a bitch. But guess what? It's a lot of bitches going to tell niggas to go. Because you know what? I'm going to tell you. I wish somebody would tell me, you ain't eating meat because you might catch cancer. Okay, walk out the front door. You might get hit by a truck. Take a fucking chance. You've been eating it all this time.
Well, put it like this. Everybody using that excuse who's going to use this to basically get ahead and use that as an excuse, they didn't want to eat the pussy from the start.
But I'm talking about those who was already eating it and then decided they're going to use it. Like I said, I wish a man would tell me, I ain't eating it because I might catch cancer. Guess what? Well, baby, you ain't sticking that dick in me. Fuck you. Go step. Somebody going to eat it. You know. Not that. And, okay, for all you motherfuckers listening, because I know y'all saying, oh, this bitch has got an open door pussy. No, I do not. Only one person is eating my pussy. But if I were out there dating and somebody told me that they wasn't eating the pussy, the motherfucker wouldn't be getting no pussy. If he ain't eating it, he ain't fucking it. Plain and simple. And damn sure don't expect me to get you no goddamn head. So, understand. It's like, you know, bitch gonna become Fort fucking Knox up in here. I'm going to buy me a chastity belt. I wish. And ladies, I'm letting you know, I sell chastity belts too. I ain't put them up on the site, but I got some. So if motherfuckers want to start using that excuse, I got some chastity belts with the lock on it. Lock that shit up. Legally. Fuck y'all. Y'all ain't getting none. You can't sit here and Michael Douglas, I know you ain't listening to my show, but somebody tell you about this shit. Tell this motherfucker, listen to my show and understand. I want to hear his rebuttal to this shit. And on top of that, how the fuck you going to make all these bitches not get their pussy ate because you made that comment? You just fucked it up for a whole lot of people in the goddamn world. I ain't going to say this country, in the whole world. So while you trying to retract, you better be retracting good. Better yet, I want to hear what Catherine is saying, because, see, I know since you put that shit public, I know she put that pussy on lockdown. I don't give a shit what you say. I know she put that shit on lockdown. But, caller, what you think about, now, you know, I'm talking about FaceTime, but I'm also talking about pampering, you know, and I'm pushing people to go pamper, you know. I don't care if it's your mother that you pamper, your girlfriend, yourself. What you think about pampering? Do you think that the art of pampering your mate has really been lost with this new generation, or do you think the motherfuckers just don't know what the word
means? I think a lot of them know what the word means, but at the same time, though, like, you can't only blame the man, because you got some
people out there. I'm not blaming the man. I said women pampering also. If you was listening to me earlier, I said both ways. I didn't say just right, one woman.
Well, put it like this. You know, I feel a lot of dudes are not pampering as much because, you know, a lot of them are this, you know, this jacked up mentality, you know, about, you know, they got a pimp size mentality to make them hoes themselves, you know, so they don't know how to treat a woman real good and pamper her. But at the same time, I think more females need to get off of that Destiny's Child mentality and actually start pampering their man, and they'll actually see that a lot of these men, that's all they want. You know, they just want to feel good for once. You know, they want that feeling that they give out and suffocate it to death.
But do you think that you people don't even know how to pamper themselves? Like I was talking earlier on the air, I was talking about how I make sure that I pamper myself. I mean, I'm lucky to be around a bunch of women, and I was brought up by women and men, you know. But, you know, the pampering, I tell everybody, you know, I do a girl's day out. I just did pampering this weekend. I went and got my mani-pedi. But then I've done pampering with my mom. When I'm talking about pampering, I mean, I've done a spa day with my mother to remind her that it's time to take care of yourself. A lot of times I think this starts with us, that we don't take care of us, but then we expect somebody else to do it for us. If you don't know what the fuck pampering is, how can you expect somebody else to do it to you if you don't know how to do it yourself?
That's very true. That's very true.
You know, people can say, oh, I want to be pampered, but do you really know what it means? Because I could tell you, my pampering is me going to get my fucking mani-pedi. Sometimes I may get a facial and a massage. And I'm sorry for all you sisters who are out there listening, talking about that's that rich folks thing. Bitch, get up off of it. This don't have nothing to do with money or being rich or any type of financial status, because guess what? They got places all over the country called like Massage Green. I think they're all over the country. Fucking massage, $29. I haven't been there. And I'm not getting ready to beef up to you. I'm just saying I've been blessed to be able to be a member of a gym that has a spa in it. So I pay for my massages and I pay more. But there are places where you get massages. And don't tell me you can't get a mani-pedi, because if your bitch ass is paying $40 for a set of motherfucking fake nails that ain't yours with all kind of fucking designs on them, come on, baby. Pampering a mani-pedi, no fakeness at all, a mani-pedi at most nail salons are $30 to $40. That's all I pay. I think I paid $35 for my mani-pedi this weekend. And that was with me getting nail art. Come on now. Don't tell me what you can't afford. You don't want to do it because you think it's going to make you look like you're a snob. But start taking care of yourself, and then people will take care of you. You got to start at home first. Take care of you so people will see this is what you appreciate. Ain't nothing wrong with saying I'm taking care of me.
Like Cat Williams said, You know, you got to take care of your number one player, your key player, and that's always you.
It's all about that appearance. You know, I tell people, and it was a lady at the salon that made me talk about pampering because apparently her man called and cussed her out for getting a mani-pedi, and she was like, what man wants a woman with crusty-ass feet on his back? I just started laughing because she was talking to her man on the phone. He was bitching at her about getting a mani-pedi. If you ain't paying for it, don't bitch about it, baby, because she doing it for you. That's what a lot of times they don't realize. Yeah, it's enjoyable getting it, but, you know, I can tell you, my man loves when my fucking feet are done. You know, he look at me like, oh, damn, baby. You know, and he, believe it or not, he notices it. You know, he might not offer to fucking pay for it, but he notices it. He's like, oh, you got no design on your nails. Those little things count. You know, but I got to ask you, caller, what you think about my guest that's going to call in? What do you think about that song that I just played?
Oh, yeah, that's a double IO. That's that grown and sexy right there. A lot of people ain't ready for that, you know, especially by the dudes, but they don't want to, you know, they don't want to admit that they're at fault for certain things doing, you know, but yeah. No, he definitely, artist definitely, you know, he definitely put a rated out there, you know. He showed the vulnerability, you know, and that's what, you know, a lot of fellas, you know, spend a lot of ladies, they're looking for that vulnerability, you know. You can be thuggish all you want. They all there, but guess what? You're missing out on opportunities from a lady that can say, no, baby, I love you. Let me do for you real quick. Let me show you how much I love you. You know, simple as that, man. But, yeah, I definitely like that track.
Like I said, when I heard that shit, that had to be the first track I played tonight. Like I said, I got a few songs sent to me. But I was like, damn, I got to play this shit first because this shit is like that get down. It's almost like one of those begging songs without begging. That's what I liked about it. Because it wasn't, you know, gimme, gimme, gimme. It wasn't that Keith Sweat begging shit. But it was I had to go there. But it was still the, you know, I fucked up. Let me, you know, it just made me say, damn. And it wasn't too long. You know, it wasn't the 20 minutes of saying the same damn thing, you know, the other song that I thought about when, you know, when I first looked at the title, when I got it, because a lot of times I'll see titles of song, I'll be like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, sorry. And I ain't going to lie to you. I was like, didn't fucking Rupert Sutter do some shit like that? You know, and I was like, you know, so I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to hear a damn remix, because I can't remember, but I think when he released, like, his second album, he did, like, some sorry shit, and it went on forever. I mean, that was that big and fucking sorry shit that I think went on forever and ever. And Rupert Sutter, if you listen, I ain't trying to diss you. I'm just saying, your song went on for fucking ever about the pussy. You know? You know, we know you sorry. You know, we know you fucked up. I mean, but it's only so long that you hear a motherfucker fuck up, and you say, well, when the fuck you going to, you know, show me that you sorry? The song is sweet and all, but shit, you know? But I guess he proved that he was sorry because he got married after that. That bitch, you know, wore that nice-ass dress at that wedding. So I guess he got his point across. So who am I to complain because I didn't get the motherfucking ring? But, you know, so I, as they say, while I'm knocking his song, you know, the chick who it was written for apparently I appreciate it because she got that damn ring and the damn dress and the house. So I can't complain. But, yeah, I was really digging this song. You know, kind of wondering where my guest is at, because we really rolling into this. I can't even ask no questions. Oh my God. And so you know what? I probably scared this little young ass tonight, because y'all don't know. Y'all know my ass told him I was going to take him to the V-spot. You know, people say they ready for that shit, but when you tell a motherfucker that you're going to ask them what pussy they ate last night, they sometimes start thinking about that shit. So... Yes, everybody. I know y'all listening. Yes, I prep my guests. You think I'm going to let somebody come on my goddamn show and not be known that I'm going to take them to a level of questions that they mama won't ask them? Well, I take that back. My mom will ask. But most mothers aren't going to ask that. You know, I ain't going to lie. Shit, when I got married, my fucking mom told me I need to learn how to suck dick. So, ladies, if you got a mother like mine, that shit will come out. I was told on my wedding day to learn how to suck dick if I wanted to keep my husband. Learned how to suck dick, still didn't keep my husband. But that was a different story. I had you know, most people get told congratulations and you look lovely, baby. I got the congratulations, you beautiful. Oh, and by the way, learn how to suck dick. And it was pretty much said that way. So unless you're my mother and I'm your mother, most mothers are not having those conversations with their children. You know, they're not talking about sucking dick and eating pussy and condoms and no age. But, ooh, it's just a hot night. You know, speaking of conversations, I want to know what you motherfuckers think. Oral sex? FaceTime? Yes, no, no, yes, maybe? Shit, what else we going to do? Pampering. Where's everybody at? Is it a different night? Okay, somebody let me know. Is it Tuesday night? Because I'm kind of wondering because I'm lost here. I'm not used to none of y'all being here. This is unusual, you know. So remember, the number is 646-716-8041. And I'm going to go to some Ask Ms. V questions because some people was contacting me. And I'm going to answer a few of these questions because I thought it was quite funny when I didn't think it was funny. I thought it was strange that I had a person send me an email and they were like, Ms. V, how do I tell this dude that I'm digging him? And I'm like, what? And this was like similar. I don't know if it was the young lady who called a few weeks ago because it was strange because it was almost like the same thing. But the email, I don't know, you know, and I don't know if it was a man or a woman because they didn't sign it and it came from an anonymous email and I was okay with that. And it was like, are you kidding me? Because the person sent the email and they were like, Ms. V, I'm really digging this dude, but I don't know how to tell him that I like him. And they didn't say nothing else other than, how do I let him know? So I'm going to let you guys know. When you digging a dude, first of all, I don't know if you know about liquid courage, but liquid courage is something that I tell everybody, I don't promote it unless you really know what's going on. But with that liquid courage, if you're a little shy, but you know that when you drink, you loosen up a little bit, get a little bit of liquid courage, baby, because I'm telling you, it's one of those things where you got to be able to say it. But I would suggest that if you're really, really digging this guy like you said you are, the U.S. mail has always worked. And I know it sounds crazy, but believe it or not, a letter in the mail will let a guy know a whole lot of things. And write a letter. Tell him how you feel. But let me do it. But if you don't know his address, don't go follow him and find out his address because that ain't cool either. But if you know where this guy lives at, let's say, you know, I don't know how you know him, but I'm going to go old school on you. Drop a note in the mail. If the person who sent me that email is a lady, get some sexy lipstick. I don't know what your favorite color lipstick is, and I don't know what your favorite perfume is, but I tell you, write the letter. Don't go on the computer and type it. That's so impersonal. I know we want people to read it, but that is not going to get it read, really, not from no dude. Get you a piece of notebook paper, nice notebook paper. Hold it up. Mist, not soak, you hear me? Mist that piece of paper with the perfume. Lightly mist it. Wave it in the air, let it dry. You might need to let it dry for about 5 or 6 minutes. Write your feelings out on that piece of paper. And seal it with a kiss. Drop it in the mail and let him know how you feel. And I can guarantee you, you're going to get a reaction. It might not be the reaction that you want, but you're going to get it. And if it's a dude saying that he's digging a dude, then definitely what you want to do is take the time. And with men, I'm not going to say I'm an expert. I'm going to hold you up. What I'm going to tell you is that if it's a dude digging a dude, the same thing, send him a letter, do it with your cologne. You know, I wouldn't say go put on no lipstick unless that's what you guys are into. But again, let him know how you feel. If that doesn't work for you, then I'm going to tell you. The next thing is to, if you guys have a mutual friend, and this goes both for the man and the woman who's attracted to that other person, tell that friend that you are really digging that person. And like I said, in the response to the person who sent me the email, tell that friend, you know, hey, I'm really attracted to this dude, but I don't know how to tell him. And if they're friends with both of you, that friend could go fill it out. That friend could go let that dude know that you're digging him. And, you know, either the reaction will be he ain't feeling you or, yeah, he digging you too. There are a lot of ways to tell a guy that you're interested. And it's not all about being sexy and throwing, you know, titties up on there, ass up on there, dick up in there. Sometimes it's just saying, hey, I'm really digging you. Especially if you're shy and don't know how to talk to him. I know as much as, I know y'all going to say, okay, well, bitch, you always talk about sex. You don't never have a problem. Believe it or not, my man approached me. I do not approach men. And I get courage when I drink. So I tell people liquid courage is something that I have. I will tell you how I feel when I drink. But I don't fight when I drink. That's the one thing I don't fight. But if I'm digging a person, they're going to know when I'm drinking that I'm digging them. So for me, I have liquid courage that comes out, but I don't suggest liquid courage for everybody. But I want to thank the person sending me that email, and definitely, you know, keep the email coming because I answer those questions, and it's one of those things where you don't have to call in. That is the beauty of this. You don't have to call in and ask the question because everybody doesn't want their voice on the radio. You know, when I was in Atlantic City and a young lady was walking around and as soon as I said she was on the air, she covered her face like people could see her, you know. But that's why I've got to ask Ms. V, because you can send those emails in and you can ask me anything. And when I say anything, you can ask me anything. I will answer your questions about fashion because I tell you there's nothing that I won't answer. You can ask me about sex. You can ask me about positions. You can ask me about hygiene. You can ask me about toys. You know, I don't have too many boundaries. And if I'm not going to answer that question, I'm not going to answer. You know, I'm not going to bring it up on the air if I'm not going to answer it. But I know that everybody isn't comfortable like that, you know. So I tell you, send them questions in, you know. That's why we did, why I set up the segment of Ask Ms. V. And it's a way for you, you know, oh, and if you want me to tell you, tell somebody that you're digging them. As embarrassing as it may be, I will call that person while we're on the air. I kid you not, I'll do it for you. Because you could give me their number, and I will call that person and let that person know that you're digging them. Now, the reaction that you may get might be fucked up. But I'll also call that person for you on the air and ask them if they know who this person is and let them know this person is digging them. So definitely, you know, the beauty of Ask Ms. V is that, you know, there's really no boundaries to what I won't do. You know, no, I won't go and do certain things. But I'll call a person for you. I will do that for you. I will call and say, hey, is this so-and-so, and tell them who I am. You know, I'm not going to be anonymous. I'll say, hey, this is Ms. V from V's After Dark Radio, and got an email that so-and-so is digging you, and they wanted me to let you know. And guess what? Yeah, it's going to be on the air, but I can tell you that be prepared that if I do that, your reaction might not be what you want. But that's just another option. I'm waiting on my guest to call in. You know, I think I scared him off in our little pre-interview conversation because I never know what's going on with some of these people. And I, you know, I think what I'm going to do because I know that you guys are listening and I've only had one person tell me about how they feel about the oral sex. You know, like I said, I would love to talk to Michael Douglas and find out where that came from. And maybe he could clarify, you know, his publicist keeps saying he didn't say it. Well, it's all over the blogs. So somebody somewhere said something I should. But pampering, oral sex, I think they go hand in hand, you know. But got to make sure we get these plugs in. For those of you who, oh, Lord, I'm listening. You're listening to V's After Dark Radio, where everyone comes. That's right. I'm Ms. V, your host. Oh, God, Ms. V, the toy lady. I'm tired and I'm hyper. It's one of those things where I'm going back and forth tonight. I'm your host, Ms. V, the toy lady. And You can give me a call at 646-716-8041. I'm going through a little hyper mood tonight. I'm just kind of loving a lot of shit that's going on, and I'm so excited, you know. I think that my guest is putting me on pins and needles on purpose tonight. But you know what? I'm okay with that because I think what I'm going to do, you know, I got a little bit of time. And if you guys, if this is your first time listening, let me, as they say, pump the brakes. If this is your first time listening, at the end of every single show, I do a live toy demo. That's right, live on the air, toy demo. This week, because I cheated you guys last week because I was talking to my girl, Tyomi. You know, we had girl talk. I'm going to redo. That's right, you hear it. The Happy Heart Mini G Massager. I'm going to make sure you guys get what you didn't get last week. It got cut short because of the show. You know, we got into ourselves. And I didn't think it was fair that you guys didn't get a chance to come like I did. I end up coming off air. I only think that it's fair that you come with me. So I'm going to redo that demo. But if you want to come like I did last week or come with me tonight, you can always go to thetoylady.com and get that feature product, the Mini Heart Massager. It's Wild Hearts Mini G Massager. It's only $20. And yeah. If you haven't been to the all-new ToyLady.com, and let's rephrase that, thetoylady.com, if you have not been to thetoylady.com, I'm telling you that it's hot as hell. That site is sexy. You start out with sexy. You end with sexy. It's just sexy all the way through the site. And if you guys want to find where you could fuck a porn star, that's where you could do it. I'm not joking. If you want to fuck Misty Stone, I got her fleshlight on there. Yeah, you can fuck her. Ladies, if you want to fuck Flash Brown, I got his dick. Oh, yeah, I got dicks and pussies and flesh jacks and fleshlights. I got that shit. And I'm telling you, if you guys heard the show when I had Flash Brown on, I got that fucking dick. That bitch is big. I have not... Okay, for y'all to know, I have not used the Misty Stone fleshlight. Can't use it. Don't have a dick. But I've got, if you've never had a fleshlight, it's not just a pussy. The fleshlight come in three kinds. You've got the vagina, the ass, and the mouth. So you can fuck these ladies in the mouth, in the ass, and in the pussy. And these are all molded to them, and each one of those are hand-signed. So when you see the signature on there, that's the signature that they did for a fleshlight, and it's raised, and... I could say that I know that that's their signature. Let's rephrase it. I know that that's Misty's signature because I've had a chance to get her signature. And I just think they're hot. So this is something that you guys might want to get. Wow. You know what? I'm going to play this song while I'm waiting on my guests to come on. And I want to know what y'all think about this. Because this is like a hot-ass song. So you guys sit back, listen, and tell me what you think about this for my guest that's coming on tonight.
Yeah, I like to introduce myself, you know. You know that I'm DK and you're always on top. Don't you stop, I can tell you what it is long as you pop. Yeah. You can talk about and what you know, what you talking about this dick, but you know you better. Oh.
Oh.
You can say the position, flipping positions, but you know that I am ready. No, no vicious. But have you cooking in the kitchen, but you ready? You can say you scratch me kind of like ready, but I'm not tripping. Long as your eyes close. Long as your girls come over. And my homies, you can say that it's kind of cool, but as long as you can dick around this dick like you post to, can I pull you? Wine tasting this lemonade. I'm DK, I never downgrade. One spot, girl, I know you're hot. Don't you trip, long as I can hit the spots. I know that I've been here a long time. And it's dark in here, long as you can just unwind. We got time. we got time. Trust. But I'm net virgin's fear, what you fear, oh no tears. Long as you scream, long as I make that shit just scream, scream, I scream. Yeah, ice cream and I like it right. Long as you can just let me bite. Baby girl, you know it's right. Girl, I make you wanna buy me. Baby girl, it's going down. All you gotta do is make the sound for me. Baby, you just drown for me. As long as you around the key. Baby, girl, you calling me. Every little situation crawling down your back slow. Baby, girl, you wanna know me. Tryna get a little close. Baby girl, you know I gotta be. Gotta be. Yeah. Gotta be. Never waiting. But it's like no patience while I'm racing. She said I can beat it with some patience. I give her my time, she is anxious.
That was Dark Words, and I got a special guest for you guys. I have got to welcome my guest, the Prince of R&B, from the group The GS Boys, DK.
Yes, I'm here. How you doing, Miss V?
I'm all right. How you doing tonight, sweetie?
Good. I'm doing real good.
Well, you know, I done heard a little bit of your stuff going on, and I played a couple of your songs earlier, and I'm telling you, that shit was hot. I just played one of your other songs, and all I got to do, first of all, let everybody know about yourself, you know, before I even get into anything else. Tell everybody about yourself.
Well, I'll stop. I'm the singer and rapper of the GS Boys. Just got back from Germany, and now I'm about to kick this solo stuff off and show the world what's popping.
I'm telling you, the shit that I got is hot as hell. Well, you know, my question is, you know, I'm gonna start off. I'm gonna jump right into this shit. Why do you call yourself the Prince of R&B? You know,
I mean. I mean, I'm the Prince of R&B because, like, right now, how I feel, R&B is dead. And I'm the Prince, and it's my job to bring it back. So I'm going to bring it back.
Well, the first song that I played earlier was Sorry, and I was loving that shit. You know, but definitely, what made you go, first of all, for those of y'all who don't know, y'all heard this on the Stanky Leg, and when I read the bio, I was like, Stanky Leg, they did that shit. Wait a minute. I'm getting all hyped like little kids. I was like, damn, you know. And I'm talking to my friends, and they like, oh, you interviewing him? Well, which one? Or all of them. I was like, no, I'm interviewing that little young cute one. And, you know, then I had to go show them. And they was like, oh, you know, and I was like, okay, remember when y'all was doing the Stanky Leg and I couldn't do it? I still can't do it. But I was like, that shit is hot, you know, because, you know, a lot of folks might not know about that. But I was like, damn, you know, what?
A lot of people don't know that, though. A lot of people don't know that that I was the singer of the group, you know, so it's kind of shocking to the world.
Well, like I said, I got a chance, you know, just hear that shit. I got a chance to read the bio, and it was just like, cool. I was feeling it because I've had, you know, being that I knew you was coming on, I was like, y'all got to send me some music. But the song I just say, Dark Words, where'd that come from? Because that shit is deep.
I mean, really, I mean, it's from the volume 2, the Mr. Nasty volume 2. I mean, I got in the studio, and I got with my producer, and I was like, I just feel like letting this out. So, I mean, he kicked on the beat, and I had to get with it, and I freestyled the whole thing. So, I mean, I was just feeling it, you know.
Like I said, it was hot, you know, and What made you do? Wait a minute, I want to say it the way it is, because see, I had to make sure when I got the name of the song. I keep saying sorry, but it's not really sorry. It's S-O-R-R-Y.
Yeah.
So why did you do it that way? Because it was like when I like I said, I had to make sure I get the wording right. Because even though that I know that people say it's sorry, but when you even listen to it, it says S-O-R-R-Y. Why did you do it that way?
I mean, usually when people apologize, I mean they really. You know, people get tired of hearing sorry. But if you break it down to somebody, you know, I'm really sorry, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to break it down for you, and that song basically breaks it down, you know, and it's being different. You know, I'm unique in all ways, so I try to be, and I was going to stay that way. So.
Well, that definitely, like I said, that was the very first song I played, and when I heard that shit, like I said, when I heard it, because, you know, first, I got the demo track, you know, the one that had, like, a bunch of songs on it, had all the different, you know, the splits from everything.
Right.
So I didn't get the full song. And then, you know, when I was told I was doing the interview, I got the song sent to me, you know, and it was like, we're going to send you the shit we want. And I was like, okay, I got that. I was like, damn, that shit is hot. And I'm listening to Dark Words, and I'm listening to the other one. And I got another track last week. I was like, damn, this shit is hot, you know, and I'm sitting there because you're so young. Tell people how old you are because... Your maturity really don't go with your age. And I'm going to get all up in it because I really want to know how old are you because I know you're young.
Yeah, I'm 24 years old.
You know, and that's some deep shit for a 24-year-old. I'm just going to be honest. You know, that's that shit that you're doing right now is stuff that men, and I'm, you know, I ain't going to use that word because men who done been through it, you know, who done been in these deep relationships, that's that stuff they was doing. That's that stuff where, you know, when you sit there and you talking about, you know, I'm not making love to F-O-R-R-Y, I'm letting you know, but I might throw some pussy at a nigga if he did that, you know. You know, hey, shit, you really feel it. Let me toss that at you. It will, you know, I'm serious. It'll make a sister toss. Now, I don't know about the young girls, but I know it might make me toss. You know, so... And that's the type of stuff that, you know, some of us want to hear. And like I said, I like the tracks that I heard because they were deep, you know. And definitely, you know, it's just like so much stuff going on. And, you know, when I listened to it, it was like, wow. But, you know, one of the other questions I got, what made you go solo? Because you was part of the group, so what made you go solo?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm just... You know what I'm saying? I just don't mess with the Jizz Boys no more, but I, you know, we still go do shows, you know, they call me up, we still work, you know, go do tours, you know, et cetera. But this solo stuff, I feel like, you know, everybody for years been telling me, hey, DK, go solo. I want to hear something with you by yourself. So, I mean, it just started from there. It just dawned on me, hey, it's time to wake up. It's time to show them what's up. So I had to take it over.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you went solo, you know, and I'm actually looking forward. I know one thing, y'all got to drop me that damn full CD. Like I said, the cuts I got were nice as hell, but, you know, definitely, you know, I know that anybody who's heard it, you know, tell people where they could get it at, because, like I said, I've been lucky that I had shit sent to me, so I can't, you know. I can't speak for the rest of the people because I got a little bit of privilege. I got shit sent to me, you know, but where can everybody else get this CD at?
I mean, if y'all want the Mr. Nasty Volume 1, you can go on Dad Pierce and it'll pop up Mr. Nasty Volume 1 DK 4-Play Edition. It's going to pop up. You want to look at S-O-R-R-Y, you can find it on iTunes. You want to book me for a show, bookdk@key.gmail.com. I mean, type up anything on YouTube to Google DK from the Jizz Boys. All my stuff will pop up. Got a lot more stuff coming as far as album, hot singles. I got a club banger that's out. DJs, Go DJs, definitely DJ has got it right now. So it's about to get real crazy.
Well, you know what? Definitely, you know, one of the things, when that CD went bronze on that Piff, how did you feel? Because was that something that you expected? Did you anticipate it going bronze, or did it catch you off guard?
I mean, really, truthfully, it should be past bronze, because when it got on the website, the first day it hit 25,000, but something messed up with the Dad Piv account. I let it go, you know, then it shot back up, the numbers shot back up, and I got bronze. So, I mean, volume 2 about to be even worse. So,
wow.
I hope y'all ready.
Well, you know what? Like I said, I'm ready. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I'm ready for it. But I got some shit sent to me last week, and you know I can't even get into that yet, because what I got sent to me, only I know that it's been released. You know, so I ain't even gonna say that, because I had to ask ahead of time. I was like, was this shit just for my personal listening, or was it something that I could play? Well, you know, people send you shit and they be like, just listen
right.
to it. You know, so I had to make sure. But you know what I am gonna do. You know, because this, you got this cut, and we're going to see if this play right. But I want you to tell me about this, because it's, you know, what's up with this? This is Heartbeat.
If you're doing that real fucking, I'm going to put it like this.
Because this shit is deep. But that's why I got it playing now, because I'm like, you know, this. Now, see, you're right. This is that damn fucking music. That's that shit that, you know, I don't fuck with these songs because I just fuck. You know, it's like, boom, bam.
Come on, man.
But the music is playing. Listen, I'm old. You know, I done got past all that shit. I got to get it done because I got work to do. So.
Right.
I'm that bitch who they say is like a nigga sometimes. Like, okay, boom, bam. Okay, you can get the fuck on. I got to. But, you know, this I wouldn't call this fucking music. I would call this love, man. Because this is that
You
shit
call
that,
it love?
That's a love,
yeah.
man. Because this really
ain't. Yeah, it is. It is. We can take it there.
You know, because this is that type of shit where you get the chick in the mood, or, you know, it's stuff going on. You know, it's deep.
Yeah, sweat and all that, yeah.
You know, like I said, that's why I was like, I made sure I was like, okay, well, I'm talking to my guy, I had this shit playing in the background. You know, and
yeah.
You know, it's crazy. Damn.
Yeah, that track, yeah, that was zoned out. It was zoned out at that period of time.
Well, you know what? I don't know what was going on, but I hope she got fucked well. That's all I can say. Oh, she got fucked well. Because, you know, and you're talking about 3 minutes 36 seconds? You know, that's. You know, that's.
You know, that's going to have to replay.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's going to be some folks talking about, I want this. That's why I said, you know, folks got to know where to get the shit. Like I said, I got lucky. It was.
It's all there on Dad Piff.
But if ain't nobody heard it, you know, this shit ain't getting like the airplay. You know, I'm not sitting here listening to my radio.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, you know, there's going to be some folks talking about how can I do it. You know, so.
Yeah.
Well, I got folks. Who calling in shit? Somebody probably fucking to it right now. To my damn, turn that shit up, bitch. Quit talking. they're probably saying just quit talking. But you know, like I said, you got folks who gonna want to really, you know, hear that. And I know I can say that when the shit got dropped to me, I was like, okay. No, listen to it. Actually, I sat on it for a minute before I listened because I didn't get a chance. And it was like, wow, what's up with this? This shit is deep. And I really don't have no words. I mean, like I said, the shit has me in a different world even when I'm listening to it. You know, as they say, my mind be going like to, okay, dropping the panties, tossing my bra. You know, can't even. But, And I know, like I said, you know, we had folks listening. I guess they said, damn, that song got me hot. I mean, somebody was listening, and they, I guess they wanted to go eat some pussy. Oh! You know, I have to ask McCall. I have to ask all my guests.
Yeah.
I'm not taking you to the V-spot yet. We got a few more months before we take you there. But this week, I always have a topic, and I have a word of the week. And you seem like a mature young man. Because I'm sure that you've heard, like the rest of the world, Michael Douglas put that shit out there that he called throat cancer from eating pussy. So
throat cancer.
Oh, he put that shit out there. It's been all over the news. You know what I'm saying? He called cancer from eating pussy. Slight problem. He's married to Captain Zeta Jones, so they catch it from her. Then they tried to retract. Have you ever said that you won't want to eat a bitch pussy because you will catch cancer? And would you even use that lame ass line?
I mean, truthfully, I'm going to put a hell no on that because, I mean, them words wouldn't even come out of my mouth. So, I mean, I'm going to take a no flag.
But,
flag
you know,
play on that.
A lot of men, now that he done came out and said he caught cancer, come on, that's like a good cop-out. Think about it. If it's a cop-out, that's better than AIDS.
That's better than AIDS,
you know. And shit, motherfuckers weren't even using AIDS as a reason not to eat the pussy, but they definitely going to say cancer? Oh, hell no. Michael Douglas said it. You know, Magic didn't even say he caught AIDS from catching pussy. He didn't say
that.
Magic didn't say that. Fucking a lot of people. But Michael Douglas said he got eating pussy. Michael Douglas just gave all the men in the world, and he just fucked it up for y'all, too. I'm letting you know, like I said, y'all sit there and tell a chick that you're not eating her pussy because you won't catch cancer. She ain't sucking your dick and she ain't giving no more ass. You might as well go home.
You might as well hang it up, partner.
It ain't happening. But my word of the week was temper. And part of my conversation was about pampering yourself, but pampering who you're with. And when I say who you're with, I don't care if it's your mother, your sister, your girl, or whomever. Do you believe that pampering is dead, or that, like, your generation have? Do y'all know how to pamper anybody?
I don't think this generation do. I'm not even going to, you know, this generation is wilding. Generation is wilding, so I don't even know if that's capable.
Wow.
I wouldn't even lie to you. Like,
okay, now y'all
know.
Here, this is somebody y'all age. You done said it. Now, so y'all say how I've been getting on y'all. This is your generation saying that y'all don't know how to do it.
I don't think.
Which means that you motherfuckers will never get an old bitch like me, because I believe in pampering.
You did. 50-50.
So for you young motherfuckers who want an old chick, you might want to look for an old hoe or something, because somebody used to being pampered. It ain't happening.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think of pampering? I mean, do you pamper your significant other? I mean, let's take that out. Do you pamper your mother? Let's start at home. Do you pamper your mother?
I mean, yes, of course. I mean, you got to take care of your mama. I mean, she took care of you. So, of course, it's got to be pampering. Got to.
How do you pamper your mother? Because, see, you know, people, your generation don't even know what pampering their mother means.
I mean, you pamper your mother. You take her out to eat. I mean, you, she need money, give it to her. You know what I'm saying? Even if she don't need it, give it to her. You know what I'm saying? So, it's, you know, she took care of you. I take my mom out. Give her money when she needed. I mean,
okay,
go somewhere.
Do you think it's just about money and going to dinner? When was the last time you gave your mom a spa day?
A spa day? Ooh. I mean, I wouldn't even be able to say I've gave my mom a chance to get a spa day, because my mom just really just be everywhere. My mom
you
be everywhere.
Spa day?
Yeah, my mom be everywhere. She don't have time for spa days.
Okay. We make time for spa days, believe it or not. We'll make time.
Yeah, I have to give her. She's going to have to let me know, but she be around. She don't be trying to chill.
It ain't about chilling. That's pampering.
Yeah, she goes state to state. She don't be trying. She don't got time for it.
You might not think that while she's traveling, it's a hotel in every single state. Hotel in every single state, and they got They have massages that will come to your room, and I'm talking about real massages. I ain't talking about that.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know if I can handle that.
But that's what pampering is. That's the whole thing. Yeah. That's what pampering is. When was the last time you treated your mom to a mani-pedi?
That's pampering. As far as you telling me to give her money to go do it, yeah, that's different. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, though, you know.
Yeah.
That's where that pampering is coming
in.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all got to know pampering. But do you know how to pamper yourself? Because it always starts at home. Do you know how to pamper yourself?
I mean, let me know if I'm wrong. I make sure I take care of myself. I make sure I buy stuff for myself. So I mean that's pampering for me because
okay.
I don't get to go do it most of the time. So yeah, that's pampering for me. I mean, unless I'm wrong.
No, because what you consider pampering for you is what you consider pampering. I'm just saying, do you pamper yourself? I can't say you're wrong, because if that's how you pamper yourself, then that's how you pamper yourself. But we have to take care of ourselves. That's why I ask.
You got to. Males, females, hygiene. Take care of yourself.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I didn't even go to that level because pampering, I didn't, because when I talk about pampering, I'm talking about the things that we don't think about, the sensual side of it, go get the hair done, get the massage, get the feet done, the time out, dinner to me. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. Dinner is not pampering. Dinner is a date
dinner.
For me. Dinner is not pampering to me.
Why?
Because it's not. I mean, you got to realize, dinner may be pampering to somebody who don't fucking go to dinner, but for somebody like me, going to a nice restaurant is not pampering. Now, if it's going to a nice restaurant, and then after that restaurant, I'm being treated to a bubble bath with some strawberries and a massage, then that's pampering.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said your generation really has to realize what pampering is, because
taking
really a bitch
do.
To dinner, I'm talking about, and you girls and ladies, if y'all listening to me, just because a motherfucker take you to dinner, that's not pampering. It's called a date. Dinner is a date.
Get a massage after.
And I ain't talking about him giving you one. I'm talking about a professional massage. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about fucking.
What's wrong with that?
That's not pampering. That's what I'm saying. Well, y'all are so into fucking sex.
What's wrong with that? Okay. I didn't even say sex.
No,
I just said a massage.
No, but see, men take, dinner and a massage. I'll give her a massage. My dinner is you give me dinner, you treat me to a hot bubble bath, and I come out and there's a masseuse therapist there with a table, and I'm getting a massage.
DK is the masseuse. You dig? I'm not.
I'm telling you. That's
DK.
That's why your generation.
No, it's not. I didn't say nothing about sex.
No,
I said massage. You're going to get straight massage.
No, but it don't have to be about sex. When you want a massage, you want a professional. I ain't going to lie to you. When I want a massage, I want a professional massage. Unless the person I'm with is a certified massage person, no, you're not giving me a massage. Because I want a massage from a person who's going to do the full massage thing the proper way.
So you want a full massage, and you want whoever set up the massage for you to sit there and watch.
They don't have to sit there and watch. They could go have a movie or something. Go have a Coke and a scone. Because this is about me being pampered.
Okay, all right.
That's a pampering. This ain't about you. If I'm being pampered, if you're pampering me, that's why I said a spa day. I treat my mother to spa days, and I'm not in the damn room with her when she's getting her massage. I'm not in the room with her when she's getting her facial.
Okay.
That's what pampering is. That person is being pampered. It ain't about you sitting there watching.
Pampered.
It's about them being taken care of.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to have to educate y'all. See?
Yeah, go ahead.
Y'all not going to take me off my square tonight. Shit, y'all have me acting a damn fool. Y'all already know I ain't got no good sense. But, you know, we're going to get back to my questions because we're going to go to the V spot in a minute. But, you know, I got sent something last week, and I know that you posted it on Twitter.
Yeah.
I got a chance to hear from
monogamy or whatever you call it. I'm starting to think ain't for everybody.
There we go. But I got the remix before you posted it on Twitter. And this shit was, you know, I'm sure everybody's saying, but that's Wale. That's right. It's Wale with the DK remix in it. And when I got that, like I said, this is what I got before you posted it on Twitter last week.
Yeah.
So I was feeling this shit. What made you do this remix? Of all the songs that's out there, what made you do this one?
I mean, truthfully, I've heard everybody's remix. I mean, from YouTube to, you know, everywhere. You know, I even heard Rihanna's remix. But I felt like I could do it better, so, you know, I had to get a World DK and the right remix. Official.
Well, like I said, when it got sent to me, I was like, really? And I had to listen to it a couple of times, because at first I was like, what? And then I was like, okay, this shit is, you know, as they say back then, true R&B, you know, the shit where you just say damn. You know,
yeah.
And again, the damn, damn, damn. As they say, damn, damn, and damn. But I'm just like doing everything that you've been doing, you know, and I can tell you that with the remix and with the tracks that I was sent, you know, which is the biggest thing. And I tell everybody, I don't have everything, you guys. I had a few tracks that were dropped to me. And luckily, the person who sent me the tracks, they know my style. They know my taste in music. So they know I would look at some shit real cross-eyed in a minute. You know, so when I got the tracks, I was like, oh, I'm feeling this shit.
All right.
You know, so I'm going to take you to the V-spot, you know, because we got started a little bit late. And just in case you don't know what the V-spot is, the V-spot is where I'm uncensored and I'm unfiltered. There's no telling what the hell I'm going to ask you. Never know what comes to my mind. And if there's any questions that you don't want to answer, all you got to do is say, I pass. That's all you got to do is say, I pass. I'm not going to press you to give me an answer or anything. But are you ready to go to the V-spot?
Let's get it.
Okay, this one is one of those simple questions. I know the ladies out there, you know, being you 24, I know the ladies want to know, are you single?
Yeah, I'm single. I'm talking to somebody at the time, but yeah, your boy's single.
Okay, y'all heard that, and, you know, he 24, so for you young girls, y'all ain't got to worry about cougaring in action. I'm not on cougar mode. I'm just putting that out there. I'm not on cougar mode. But, ladies, he's single. He didn't say he was available, but he said he was single, which means if when a guy say he's single, you guys, that means if the right pussy comes his way, he might jump. But he won't, you know, when guys say they're single, I know what that means. But, you know, I don't know if you know about me, but you know I sell toys, and I am the toy lady.
Yeah.
So you know, you young, you energetic. When was the last time you watch a bitch use a toy on herself?
Really? I ain't.
Damn. Oh, wow, yeah, I got a question for you. I have a call. Do you want to take a question from a caller?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Hey, caller, you're on the air with Miss V. How you doing, sweetie? And DK.
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing today?
I'm doing fabulous.
Okay.
So you got a question for DK?
Yes,
or you got a question for me?
I got a question for both of y'all. For Miss V, I see you're a very picky, beautiful lady. I like that. And I see that you know what you're doing and know what you're talking about. I just want to know, do you do demonstrations of your toys regarding yourself for your listeners?
I do a tweet them at the end of my show, but I don't do videos of them. You can sit back and you can listen to me use my favorite, one of my favorite toys.
Okay. I have a very vivid imagination. It's like HD, 1080p imagination. And and for DK, I hope I say that correctly, DK. I heard that there was a remix you recently did that it seemed like Rihanna copied off of you. It's called
I just played that. Did you hear it's playing, sweetie? That was the Bad remix that I was just playing in the background.
Yes, and I see that there's a big difference between your remix and Rihanna remix, because Rihanna, it seemed like they took off Tierra Thomas, who we know that wrote the song, and they
right.
put Rihanna on there. And I think that's kind of messed up because, you know, you keep originality. And
right.
the lyrics sound kind of, what's the word that they use today? Whack. Yes, there we go.
Whack? Did you say whack?
Yes, whack.
Okay.
You know, but with DK, I see that he puts a vibe like a spoken word hip hop vibe. I like that. You know, like hey, you know, have me and the lady dancing. You know, and I like
right.
that. You know, so I'm just waiting to see like when Wale will realize that, you know, Rihanna's mix is, you know, what's the next word out there? Garbage? Yeah, there we go. Garbage.
I'm not to blast nobody on my show. I'm trying to be respectful of anybody other than Michael.
Well, you know, I like the heartbeat song, because with that song there, like, I can picture, you know, boy, girl, you know, doing their thing, and then I can also picture girl doing their thing, and then I could also picture Miss B with her toy doing her thing. I like that.
Okay, so now that I have turned 50 shades of red.
Wait, you turned 50 shades where? Up above or down below?
I'm not telling.
Ooh.
I take a pass on that.
I like you.
Ooh, okay, caller. Did you have any other questions? Are you enjoying the show?
Oh, I'm definitely enjoying it. Oh, yeah, and about that,
is this your first time listening, or are you a repeat listener?
Oh, this is my first time. I'm calling from Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan? Oh, shit.
Yes. You know, it's very, very hot out there. You know, Camel over there just drinking a bottle of water.
All righty then. Wow. So, caller, are you going to continue to listen to the show? And do you have any more questions for DK?
Let me see. What question? Yes. I hear that he has more tracks coming out, and I like that in the mixtapes and stuff. But then what I want to know is, like...
So have you downloaded his music? I'm sorry for interrupting you, because you said you're in Kazakhstan?
Yeah,
so,
Kazakhstan.
Oh, Pakistan.
No, Kazakhstan. It's like Kazakhstan.
Okay, Kazakhstan. Okay, so have you downloaded any of his music? That's the part. Middle East, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We have it all done, you know. From
sorry,
iTunes.
I got all off track. I apologize.
Yeah. We download for, you know, iTunes, TuneCore, you know, Reverb Nation. You know, definitely Reverb Nation, you know, because I see that his bad song with Wale is trending on there, and I like that.
Wow, I guess I got to get up on my culture.
Oh, yes, because Because us Caracasans, you know.
They say too.
They call us mandingos.
Lord have mercy. Lord. Okay. So, caller, I want to thank you for calling in. You going to sit back and listen to the rest of the show?
Oh yes, because I want to hear the toy example, yes.
Okay, so I'm going to put you back on hold. Is that okay, caller?
Yes, I have to go find my lotion real quick.
Okay, well, you enjoy the show, caller, and thank you for calling. Wow, okay. Now I'm going to compose myself. We're going back to the V-spot. Let me recoup. So you've never watched a female use a toy on herself?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm usually am the toy, so no.
Okay. So my question to you, since you are the toy, do you like it? You like a ball, shave, landing strip? How do you like it?
Yeah, we gotta be ball like an eagle. You hear me?
Okay. So do you be tossing any salads?
Oh, what? No.
Oh, so you ain't fucking no bitch up her ass.
I ain't gonna lie to you though. I've done it before though.
Hey, I'm just you. I told you it's the feast spot. You never know what the hell is gonna come out of my mouth. I don't hold back.
Don't hold back. I'm right here.
Shit. You know, the caller just kind of, you know, took me off my square. You know, I haven't had anybody call from the Middle East before. So I'm trying to recoup myself.
Me and you both.
But, you know, you trending. He did say you was trending on Reverb Nation. I haven't been on there in a minute, so that's good. You know, that is. Hey, you know, I got some information that I didn't have. I ain't going to lie to you. You know, I didn't know that. So the trending, and, you know, you are popular. You got folks calling in and listening and all kind of shit. You know, I'm loving this. You know, and that's not even counting the people who are just listening and probably not calling in. Because you know this show is going to be replayed and replayed and replayed and replayed. So not only is it live tonight, it's going to be replayed for a minute.
Oh,
and ever and ever. See, and for everybody who's listening, if you miss any parts of the show, 5 minutes after the show ends, you'll be able to download it and listen to it on your phone, your iPod, your iPad, on your computer. You can always listen to replays of the show at blogradio.com/ Miss V the Toy Lady. And you can hear all my past episodes and my interviews and my guests, and you can see who's coming up next and all the great stuff, because definitely my shows are hot. And if you missed anything from Exotica in Atlantic City, you got all 3 days that you can listen to, where I was just acting a stone cold fool. I had so much dick and pussy around me, it was crazy. DK, I got another question for you. How big is your dick? You know, Big Sean brags about his dick. What size is your dick? Because, you know, every single song he's talking about fucking somebody. And you got fucking Nicki Minaj talking about, you know, getting some of his dick. How big is your dick?
Hey, I got that horse. I ain't even going to lie to y'all. I'm not even going to lie. I got that horse. So if you fucking with DK, don't run. None of that. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so the chick that you with must could handle that. You know.
Yes, sir. That's how it goes down.
Wow. You know, I told you never know what the hell is going to come out of my mouth, because it just comes out. I never know. Hell, I never know what I'm going to say on any given time. I got to thank you for coming on, because, you know, we getting down to the tail end. But I got to make sure I got all my questions. This is what I was going to ask you, something I had missed. When you went single, how did your fans respond to you? Did you get positive or negative response? And I got another caller before you know what? You want to answer another question from a caller? Cause
I ain't tripping. Let's answer it. Let's get it.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Ms. VNDK. What's your question?
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
All right. What's going on?
Nothing. This is your boy, Mr. Satisfaction. You know what it is.
What's up, Mr. Satisfaction? You know, shit, you're going to be on in a couple of weeks. Okay,
yeah.
What's your question, sweetie? You know, I haven't got a chance to advertise that, but for everybody who's listening, the show on the 18th that has Angel Moore, that's Miss Switch, she's going to be in July. Mr. Satisfaction with the big-ass dick is going to be on. he, you know, had to get that plug in since you called in, sweetie. I wasn't anticipating you calling in. What are you thinking of the show, baby?
Yeah, I'm definitely loving it. Yo, shout out to the homie DK, man. I see he's doing his thing, you know, providing some good music. I'm about to use some of that music for some of my scenes, you know.
And wow.
Get the shorties feeling good, you know, while I'm making them feel good.
Woo, okay. You know, y'all, I've been taking off my square a few times tonight. So, Mr. Satisfaction, you want to, how can people follow you? I mean, I'm going to give you a little plug real quick before anything, before we get too deep, and then I want to find out what questions you have for DK or myself.
Well, you know, if y'all want to follow me, y'all can catch me on that Twitter. You know, that's XXX Satisfaction. That's XXX Satisfaction. You know, y'all can catch me on Rude.com underneath Mr. Satisfaction. Catch me on Facebook underneath Mr. Satisfaction. You know, it's what it is. Or just Google me, Mr. Satisfaction XXX. You know, you see everything that you want.
Okay. And did you have a question for DK tonight?
Yeah, you know, for the homie DK, man, like, yo, like, what's the response you usually get? Because, you know, where it is that you was in Germany. So I know them shorties feeling that music out there, you know, because I know a couple of girls out in Germany. You know, and they're a couple of freaks, you know. So, you know, what, you know, how did it feel, you know, performing in front of them? Like, what was it like? Did, you know, what was the vibe? Did you feel all that sexual tension coming off of them?
I mean, really, when I got out there, everybody, you know what I'm saying, like a lot of people ran up to me, you know, knowing me, knowing who I was out of the group. So, I mean, it was a lot of attention. I mean, they loved the show. So, I mean, we ran out there and had a ball, so, I mean, everybody know who DK was when I left.
That's what's up, man. Yo, I definitely give you props for that, man. And you're doing your music thing.
Excited.
A lot of these cats out here, you know, they got that music thing going on, like who? Like that little punk-ass dude, Ray J, with that hit at first. You know, so somebody need to hit him first, straight in his jaw. You know, because it's...
Excuse me, I try not to slam nobody on my show, sweetie. I'm sorry.
All right. You know, Ray J, yo, shout out to you, son. You're doing your thing, but, you know, DK, man, yo, you taking over, dude.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I mean, and for anybody who's listening, I just really try not to disrespect nobody on the show, other than Michael Douglas right now for that shit he said. You know, he's on my shit list, but any other... That's only because he said that shit, but as far as other artists and everybody, I just ask for respect for everybody, you know, just because... You know, everybody doing their own thing.
Yeah, definitely.
There's plenty of other folks out there slamming folks. I just ask people not to come on my phone and slam people unless they slamming them about some whacked-ass pussy shit they done did, talking about motherfucking cancer. You know. You know, then I ain't really slamming him. I'm just telling him he fucking it up for a lot of people. But as far as other artists and everybody, I just ask people to respect everybody, you know, I understand we all have our feelings about different people. I just ask when you call in that you try not to slam or disrespect someone else because everybody's doing their own thing, and that's what it's about. We ain't got to like it or agree with it.
Definitely.
Well, I want to thank you for calling, sweetie. You know, I can't wait to we talk in a few weeks, but, you know, I'm down to my last 15 minutes. I got to finish up this shit with DK, but definitely, you know, we got to talk anyway, you know, because we're going to have you on, and, you know, I'm going to be all up in your business, all up in your fucking business. You know how I do it.
And I'll be all up in yours, too.
This is, okay. And with that said, everybody, this was Mr. Satisfaction, and he'll be back on in 2 weeks on the 18th. I can't wait to have you on, sweetie. Thanks for calling.
Enough love.
I'll talk to you later, baby. Oh, my goodness. See how people catch me off guard? Y'all, everybody trying to take me off my square, DK? What's up with that?
I don't know.
You know, I could tell y'all being my square. I'm turning all kind of different colors. I got, you know, motherfuckers got me thinking about dick and shit. What y'all always think about dick? That ain't unusual. Let me take that back. Y'all ain't got me thinking about dick because I already think about it. So let's get that clear. I think about dick and pussy a lot. All the time. Most of the time. 24/7. Well, you know, it's dick and pussy shit. I ain't going to hold you back. But I gotta thank my guest DK for coming on. I really want to thank you for coming on. And I would love to when you drop your next on CD. I would love to have you back on and, you know, where we get a full hour with you and, you know, we could really talk about the music and talk about anything you got going on. But again, let's get them shots out. Where can tell people where they can follow you, hit you up, catch your music. Let's get all that in before I let you go, sweetie.
If you want to find me on Twitter, it's DK underscore Key, K-E-Y, if you don't know how to spell that. If you want to find me on Facebook, it's DKGS Boys, and it'll pop up before you find my music. Dat Piv, like I said, Volume 1. Mr. Nasty, Volume 2, about to drop soon. Remix King, about to drop soon, and a lot more. So if you need to find me, look me up on Twitter.
Well, I want to thank you for calling in. Are you going to hold and listen to my toy demo, or are you just going to get off the line?
Well, I got to go back and get back on this basketball court. So,
well, I want to thank you for calling, and definitely we enjoyed you. And, you know, thanks for having them tracks sent to me because that shit is hot.
Already. Hopefully I'll be talking to you hopefully next week or so.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon, sweetie.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. And, everybody, that was DK. And, oh, my God. You know, young and sexy. Bitch will get in trouble all the way around. And I look like I got another caller. You know, people asking questions. But before a caller, I see you. Got to get this plug in. For those of you who are listening, you're listening to V's After Dark Radio, where everyone comes. And I'm your host, Miss V, the Toy Lady. And if you want to follow me, listen to me, find out all the shit I got going on, follow me on Twitter at Miss V, the Toy Lady. That's MSV. DATOY. And for all your pleasure products, remember, this show is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products. Check out the brand new hot and sexy ass website at thetoylady.com. That's DATOYLADY.com. That's right. The one stop shopping for everything pleasurable, thetoylady.com. It's up, it's running, and it's sexy as hell. And you can listen to all of the past shows on there. So you could go to the website and have the radio show playing while I'm doing your shopping. That's how hot that shit is. It is hot as hell with that. Well, I got to again thank my guest DK for calling in. And I got to give you guys the rundown what's going to happen. You know, I've got some really great guests coming in the next few weeks. I've got on the 18th, Mr. Satisfaction 888, Triple X. Oh, God, he got me twisted already. Adult star, Mr. Satisfaction 888, he'll be calling in on the 18th of June. I got neo soul artist Yahaloma on the 25th. Now, her music is hot as hell. I've got Angel Moore calling in. No, I know y'all saying Angel Moore. Angel Moore from VH1's Tough Love 2, July 2nd. That's right. We all way up into July with this shit. But next week, my guest will be Housewife Kelly. Now, if you don't know who she is a sexy-ass bitch. Oh, my gosh, she is so sexy. She has her own website, housewifekelly.com, and her and her husband have sex with a lot of people. They bring them in, and all I can say is that she's hot. She's hot and she's sexy. And, oh, my God, you know, we're down to these last few minutes and it's almost time for that toy demo. But I'm going to take this last call before I go to the toy demo and find out what's going on with all these people. Because I promised y'all I was not going to miss this demo this week. I'm not going to shortchange y'all. So let me take the caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Miss V. How you doing? Hello? Caller? Alrighty then, I guess you have me on mute. So, with all that, oh my God, you guys, it's just going to be so hot and sexy. This toy demo, if you guys don't know, the toy demo is the Wild Heart Mini G. That's right, what you hear is that Mini G. And tonight, oh, and it's adjustable. When y'all hear those different speeds, I'm loving it. But remember, you can send me your questions to AskMsV@thetoylady.com. The new website is so hot. If you guys don't know what sexy looks like, you could go on there. And guess what? If you don't see a product that you want, all you got to do is go to the Contact Us page. That's right. Just go to that page. You can type in your information and send it right on over. That is the beauty of it. Toy parties, they're back up and running again. Right now, we're only doing toy parties in Detroit, but I'm going to have a few announcements coming. You know, it's some hot shit going on with thetoylady.com, and it's going to be hot this summer. We're going to have this summer hot, hot, hot. We're down, as they say, I'm in this 45-day countdown. If y'all don't know what that means for me, this will be the first year that I'm on the air for my birthday. So the month of July is like a celebration month for me. But I start in June because I'm so happy about it. And I might even do a little something for you guys, because if anybody's been listening to me, then y'all know how old I am. For those of you who know me personally, you cannot participate in this. I'm being honest. Y'all can't participate because. But for those of you who hear me and listen to me a lot, you could, you know, I might be giving a little something to somebody. I haven't decided, but you know that the Who Is V calendar is still out there. And the contest was out there to go to Vegas. Well, I'm not going to do another Vegas contest quite yet. But what I will do is, someone might be able to get one of those calendars for free. It's a 2013 calendar, so believe me, you ain't getting an old calendar. You still got half a year left on it. But how about this? I'll do it like this. For everybody who's listening, like, this is not going to be posted on Twitter or no place else. If you're listening tonight, send an email to Ask Miss V, and the 10th person that guesses how old I will be on my birthday will get a free Who Is V calendar. No charge, no shipping, no handling. You'll get a free Who Is V calendar. All you got to do, send an email saying how old I am, put your name and address in it, and if you're the 10th person to guess how old I am, or better yet, if you're the 10th person and the correct person, because remember, you got to be not just number 10, but you got to be the 10th correct person. Guess how old I am? Well, will be. And you'll get it. And like I said, if you've been listening, everybody knows or has a slight idea. But I'll leave that open until next Tuesday's show. Drop them emails. This will not be posted on Twitter, so you had to have been listening to the show tonight, or if you hear the replay. If you replay this show and you know how old I'll be, drop that email to askmsv@thetoylady.com. That's askv@thetoylady.com. And the 10th person with the correct age will get a 2013 Who Is V calendar with some of the sexiest ladies out there. All these ladies in the calendar are amateurs. Therefore, you do not have your models. You don't have your dancers. You don't have your porn stars. You have regular women in this calendar. And the calendar is Miss V. And you get a chance to see me. And you can send me back little notes saying what month you thought I was or am. And have fun with it. But we're down to our last 5 minutes. I'm going to see if this caller is going to respond one more time, and then we're going to do our live toy demo. So let me see. Caller, are you there? Are you there, caller? How you doing?
What's going on, Miss V? How's it going?
It's going. You know, you had me on mute a minute ago, sweetie.
Oh, my fault. Phone's acting up. You know, it's the weather and stuff got caught in the rain and stuff, so like phone been acting up.
It's on crack, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're down to the last 4 minutes. Did you have a question, sweetie? Because I'm getting ready to do this toy demo.
Oh, well, shoot. You know, that's what I was about to ask, you know, when was the toy demo. So, if, you know, just want to, you know, see how it is. You know, just it's like a date to me, you know. Every Tuesday night around this time.
Wow. Well, you know, because last week I kind of shortchanged y'all because I had girl talk with my girl Tyomi, and we went a little over. So I figured that we're going to repeat last week's toy because it's only fair that you guys get your toy demo to come with me. So actually, in about another minute or so, I'm going to start this demo. So was that the only thing you had to ask, sweetie?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
How are you enjoying the show?
Oh, I'm definitely enjoying it. You know, I see you doing big things. You know, I definitely like the artist that was on there and stuff. You know, I see cats calling from all over. That's what's up. You know.
Yeah, you know, we have fun. I like having fun. Well, I want to thank you for calling because I'm going to start this toy demo. So sit back and listen, sweetie, and come with me.
Oh, I definitely will.
Okay, thank you, baby.
All right.
Oh, my God. This night has been hella. You know, with the callers and the things going on, just hella. And I'm happy. I love it when people call in. But I know that a lot of you are listening for the one thing that you get every Tuesday night. This is the one place where you don't have to pay, you don't have to download, and you won't catch a virus, and you won't catch a disease. It's time for the live toy demo. Again, I want to thank my guests for calling in, DK, the Prince of R&B. I really enjoyed him. I can't wait to have him back on the show. But without further ado, it's time for tonight's toy demo, the Wild Hearts Mini G Vibrator. The color is pink on the website, but it only comes in purple. So I want you guys to sit back, enjoy, and listen. Oh, and this is adjustable, so it has a long cord, so it actually is a dual-purpose toy. And I was playing with it last week, so you guys didn't get a chance to enjoy it with me. But sit back and listen, babies. Oh, shit. Couples toy, for those who don't know. And when I say it's a couples toy, you make a control your speed and everything. That was the Wild Hearts Mini G. It's available on the homepage in the feature section for $20, and you can order that for your me today. Oh my God, I gotta thank my guest DK, and you guys make sure you listen next week because we are gonna have so much fun. But until next week, I will talk to you later. I hope you come like I did. Bye-bye.